A portion of the U.S. government has been closed for business for 32 days now. This week, the Senate may weigh in on President Trump's plan to end the shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to introduce a bill that includes the president's offer to protect temporarily some undocumented immigrants from deportation. That would be in exchange for $5.7 billion from Congress to pay for a border wall. The president touted the plan over the weekend.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen. Walls are not immoral.
Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Susan, Democrats are calling the president's deal a non-starter because of that wall funding. So I wonder what you think the chances are that it can get the 60 votes it needs to pass the Senate.
I don't think that there's much expectation at all that it's going to be able to get to that threshold in order to get a vote on the Senate floor. You know, I think it's the president's calling it a compromise, but it's important to remind people that this was not an offer that was, you know, where Democrats were consulted on it. It was an offer that came that was devised by the vice president, Jared Kushner, his top advisor and son-in-law, and the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. So this was Republicans agreeing with Republicans that this was a good offer for Democrats. I think Democrats just feel very differently about that.
But the president has conceded that the wall doesn't have to span the entire 2,000 miles of the southern border. And to further, apparently further sweeten the measure, the Senate bill also includes a $12.7 billion allotment for natural disaster relief. And that's something else that the Democrats had been pushing for. So why would they oppose it?
I certainly think the inclusion of things like that disaster relief money, which is not contentious and has a lot of support, is partly intended to make this a really tough vote. You know, I think that the president sees this as something that can continue to put a significant amount of political pressure on Democrats over the question of border security. Where Democrats push back is that they are willing to provide significant amounts of money. They've offered billions in return for things like immigration judges, more border control agents, more security at ports of entry. But it really comes down to this sort of political knife fight over the wall. And the fact that the president has backed down from the 2,000-mile original insistence, I think to a lot of Democrats is a political sign that he doesn't feel like he's winning this debate, either inside the Beltway or outside the Beltway. So I don't think that they, in this climate, feel like right now they're the party that needs to fold.
And are Democrats offering any kind of movement of their own?
It is fair to say that I do think a lot of Democrats, particularly moderate Democrats and new House Democrats that were elected in a lot of these center-right or conservative-leaning districts, are increasingly nervous. This doesn't look good for them. And there's a group of House Democrats today who are working on a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking her to back down a little bit on her insistence that the wall won't get a vote and ask a return compromise that says, hey, if we all agree to open up the government— we should at least tell the president he'll get a vote on the wall. We're not going to promise him the wall, but we'll say we'll give it a debate and we'll give it a vote and see where it's at. I don't know if leadership's going to go for that, but I think the fact that you do see this pushback from some in the Democratic rank and file does speak to the fact that Democrats aren't entirely confident that this isn't going to have some blowback on them. And there's a real recognition that, you know, the government's been closed for a month and real people are starting to feel real pain. And the job they've been hired to do is solve this problem and they need to solve it.
That's a really good point. And I wonder if you can comment on that more, because you're watching this from Washington, from the inside, but you know very well what's happening far outside the city. People are late on house payments, trying to get temporary work while they're on furlough, and stealing themselves for yet another payday with no paycheck. So for Americans, these are urgent and really distressing issues. But there seems to be a disconnect with Washington. Can you explain why there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency there?
You know, I talked to a lot of individual lawmakers who really do feel the urgency. I talked to one congresswoman last week who said she's not sleeping at night because she's hearing so much from her constituents about the inability to do things like pay their mortgages. You know, it's important to remind people that these hundreds of thousands of Americans going without paychecks are really just collateral damage in this fight, right? Like so much of the government that is not being funded right now has absolutely nothing to do with the fight over the wall and border security. They're basically just being held hostage over leverage. So that's a real reason for a lot of people to get angry and for a lot of politicians to start to feel the pain. You just have to, I think, on both sides, and I don't mean this equivocating, but both sides have their political incentive to keep up this fight. For the president, the wall has become the absolute physical symbol of his presidency, and they see it as a really high-stakes battle. If he gives in here, it could fundamentally hurt him going forward. And on the other end, I feel Democrats feel that way. They just won an election in which they believe that people told them, do not give in on this issue. So it's not so much that they don't feel the urgency. I think that they feel that the urgency is so great to their individual party bases that this is not the issue that you compromise on. And I think that's why it's gotten us into this situation of the longest shutdown in American history.
Susan Davis, NPR's congressional correspondent. Susan, thanks.
You're welcome.